This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. And I'm judging a Meantime IPA. It's a 7% English IPA from the Greenwich Brewery in England. It's a Category 14A English IPA. This has a tall, frothy white head. It's a little hazy. The bottle talks about it being dry hopped. And unfiltered, so a little haze in this style is okay. It's got a pale amber color. I always like to see IPAs with a fairly pale color. So that's a 3. The aroma. Wow, it's got a big, fresh hop nose. It's grassy. As from dry hopping, and it's sort of floral, that character that I associate with East Kent Goldings. It's quite fruity, a lot of esters, moderate bready malt. I don't really get caramel. It's bready, like, you know, the character from a good English pale ale. Base malt. There's some alcohol there. A lot of hops. The hops are backed by a sweet maltiness and that floral estuary quality that is sort of enhancing the sweetness. But the hops are really foremost. I get the impression of sort of great English ingredients, which is what you should have in this style. So I'm going to give it a full credit. I love that you get an IPA from England with, you know, that much impact. 7% is high for an English IPA. Not historically, but in modern times, so it's good to see them doing the little bit of a throwback. Flavor. It's got fairly strong bitterness. It's moderate bready malt. Quite fruity. You get a medium high hop flavor. It's floral and earthy. Fruit is a little bit like orange marmalade. The fruit and the hops really complement each other. It has a lingering fresh hop flavor. The palate is sort of malty sweet. It has a drying finish. I think the sweetness is a little much. You know, the esters tend to bring out that character a little more, but I also think that the sweetness is softening the impact of the bitterness some. So this could be a touch drier. I'm going to give it a 17, but that's about my only pick at it. All the other flavor characteristics are great. Mouthfeel. It's got a medium body. It's warming. I can feel the 7%, but smooth. The carbonation's medium high. So 5 for mouthfeel. Overall, like I said, the palate is a little sweet tasting. It's got a great hop character, a lot of esters, great English malt. Get the hops throughout, you know, aroma, flavor, bitterness. It's great. So I think it's very good. I just wish it was a touch drier in the palate. Hop character is wonderful, but the little malty sweetness enhanced by the esters and hop flavor are tending to mask the bitterness a bit. So that's like an incredibly small tweak. It hits the style. It hits the style wonderfully right now. I think that little tweak would give it a couple of more points though. So 8 overall, total score of 45. It's nearly perfect. It's really giving me a good idea of historical IPAs from England. So that's the Meantime IPA, category 14A English IPA.